Number 17. Exercise 5. Listen to the five speakers and match their names with what they speak about. There is one extra statement.
1. Anthony Lee.
After 8 hours of high school, most kids want to have some fun. Of course, I spend a lot of my time hanging out with my friends, but my hobby is music. I do freestyle rapping and produce music. It's real work. I have actually made several hip-hop songs myself. In our high school, I work with the stage crew on drama production. You won't believe it, but we have won the first place among our local school's drama societies. That day, I was the happiest guy in the world.
Two. Jason Devon.
Hi, I'm Jason Devon. I'm a sports fan. My favorite sports are football, tennis, and ice hockey. I like watching basketball and swimming too. I usually watch sports competitions and games on TV. But last April, my parents gave me tickets for the final cup match between the English and Scottish national teams, and Scotland won. I was on top of the world.
3. Carol MacDonald.
Last week I came back from London. I had always wanted to visit this famous city. So you can imagine that the news that I was the winner of Moscow English Language School competition made me overjoyed. But what was more, all the prize winners were given a chance to visit England. I could hardly believe that I would be able to see Big Ben, London Bridge, the London Eye, Buckingham Palace, and Piccadilly Circus. And now, back in Moscow, I'm so thrilled that I have seen all this and many more British sights.
4. Tracy Reed.
I will never forget the day when my little brother returned home from hospital. He had been born with a very serious heart problem. The doctor's verdict was final. Little Jimmy, so cute but fragile, had to be operated on the heart. Long weeks full of fears followed, and then, as a miracle, the great news came. Jimmy had been successfully operated on and could lead a life of a normal child in the future. The moment when the news came was one of the happiest in my life.
5. David Milner.
I think I'm a very ambitious guy. I know I would love to be a politician, and I'm sure one day I'll turn my dream to reality. But certainly everything should have a beginning. In my case, the beginning is a good education that I should have. I do believe in private schools, so I applied for a place in one of the most prestigious boarding schools in the USA. I had to sit the entrance test, which was really difficult, but I did it. And now, being a student, I feel quite optimistic about my future.